Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story out of the Millerton News this week, a 33-year-old undocumented Mexican national with a driving under the influence conviction was arrested in Pine Plains by officers with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Wednesday, February 26, according to the Department of Homeland Security. ICE Enforcement and Removals Operations officers took Labrador Salma Florentino into custody without incident. It was not their first encounter with this person. In March of 2019, ICE officers had an encounter with him in Hudson, during which time an individual interfered with ICE attempts to take action against him. ICE officers departed the scene, quote, in the interest of public safety, end quote, according to the Department of Homeland Security. In news out of Cornwall, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the town has not committed to signing a non-binding contract with MIRA, the trash-to-energy plant in Hartford, which takes the town's trash. The plant needs to be renovated at an estimated cost of over $330,000. Towns are being told tipping fees could increase as much as $145 per ton. The town's current rate is $90 a ton. Ridgway said the town is hoping to look at ways to divert its waste stream to help cut costs, though the town has been successful in its recycling efforts. Transfer station employees who were at the meeting on Tuesday said they're looking to make them even better. Out of West Stockbridge, a bungled response to a house fire last month and the ensuing alarm of fire chiefs from nearby towns were among some of the reasons the select board on Wednesday voted 2-1 to remove Fire Chief Peter Scorpt from his post. Richmond Fire Chief Stephen Traver has replaced him in the interim, and departments from surrounding towns will continue to respond to fire calls when needed. And the replacement of bleachers at Housatonic Valley Regional High School's gymnasium will not take place until June, Region 1 business manager said at the last board meeting. It was hoped the project could have been done next month, but needed equipment won't be available by then. The cost of the job is now $82,000. That price was reduced by some $16,500 because of removal of the current equipment will be free. The Region 1 board approved Hussey, a subsidiary of Robert H. Lord Company, to do the work after a discussion about the bid process. Herrick said the school is part of a purchasing alliance comprised of many different companies. Olivet University, the evangelical Christian university based out of San Francisco, California, with a large campus now at the former Harlan Valley Psychiatric Center in Wingdale, pleaded guilty to money laundering on Friday, February 14th. That is a direct turnaround from the original response to the criminal investigation into its financial activities in December of 2018, when they said they would be fully vindicated. A series of stories arising out of Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Region 1 this week. The search for a new Region 1 superintendent will begin soon, as Pam Vogel announced she'll be retiring at the end of the school year. The all-boards committee is in charge of hiring and firing the school leader. Region 1 board members favor input from all stakeholders. Member Brian Bartram said if the ABC committee does not have a public session for input, the board should hold one. And due to the outbreak of the coronavirus, Housatonic Valley Regional High School's International Travel Club has now scrapped its trip to Italy next month and instead will visit Scotland, Ireland, and Scandinavia, that according to Ian Struver, the principal of the high school. And the school's entranceway is being improved, students taking the lead on that project. Student Michael Hanlon of the school's landscape design class described a proposal during the meeting of the Region 1 Board of Education. Following the presentation, the board agreed to commit funds to that project. They'll be working along with the school's landscaping and arboretum committee. Students will be installing new plantings at the front of the high school. The Chancellor Livingston Chapter NSDAR monthly meeting at the Rhinebeck Reformed Church will be held with Belle Jeffway and Melody Moore of Dutchess County Historical Society presenting I Served Voices of Dutchess County Veterans. That's at 1 o'clock. The Mad Gardeners Symposium will happen on Saturday at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Registration at 8:30, program from 9 until 3 with lunch included. You need to register online to save paper at bit.ly/MG2020symposium. In Cornwall, Connecticut, coming up on Saturday, 9 o'clock, Cornwall Association monthly meeting at the Union, 5 to 7, the art opening at the library, and at 7 p.m., the community contra dance at Town Hall. The Regional District Planning Committee, BH RSD and SBRSD on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the offices of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District in Stockbridge. West Side Story Broadway Revival is set to open, a new film by Steven Spielberg. Four Saturdays in March, the Kent Memorial Library will offer an intensive study of The Jets and the Sharks, Maria and Tony, the music and lyrics of Leonard Bernstein, and Stephen Sondheim and choreography of Jerome Robbins. The sessions will be held March 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, 2:30 at Kent Town Hall. To register, kentmemoriallibrary.org/event-registration. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday from 7 till 10 p.m., George Potts with Gordon Titcomb at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Donations keep the music playing. All are welcome to attend. On Sunday, the Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is held beginning at 7 o'clock at the Firehouse in Sharon. It's a full buffet breakfast. You're invited to join in the laughter and chatting with familiar faces. It runs till 10:30. Benefit brunch continues at the Interlaken on Sunday for Habitat for Humanity. That runs 11 until 1. Next at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon's Sunday at 4 program, The Ballot and the Big Apple will look at how New York City helped shape the long battle for women's suffrage. The talk will be led by historian Lauren Santangelo on Sunday, March 8th at 4 p.m. More information, hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down another 969.58 yesterday, winding up the day at 26,121.28. The S&P 500 starts off today at 3,023.94, and the NASDAQ at 8,738.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.